Okay, so we've gone through each of the Milton model patterns in turn, and you've heard an example of all of the Milton model patterns put together. So now it's time for you to do an exercise that'll enable you to install the Milton model patterns within your unconscious mind. The best way to learn and master the Milton model is to produce examples of each of the patterns. So starting on page 11 in your manual, we have a page per Milton model pattern, starting with, on page 11, mind reading. What I've done just to get you started is at the top of each of those pages, I've given you a number of examples of each of the patterns. The rest of the page is then blank. The exercise would be to produce as many examples as possible for each of the Milton model patterns in turn and write them down on the appropriate page. It'd be best to create Milton model patterns that you could use in a context, which is the area that you want to use your neurolinguistic programming skills. So for instance, if you're wanting to use your NLP skills in business, then create Milton model patterns that would be useful in a business environment. If you want to use your skills in coaching, then create coaching examples. If you're a therapist, then create therapy examples. If you're a trainer or a teacher or you're in education, then create Milton model patterns that you'd be able to use in front of your students to enable them to get better results. Also, you may find from time to time that you hear an absolutely exquisite Milton model pattern from somebody who's not formally trained in the Milton model. It might be somebody you work with. You might hear it on the radio or hear it on TV or read it in a newspaper or a book. The thing to do then is to identify what particular Milton model pattern it's an example of and write it in your manual so that you build up a good, solid reference manual of examples of the Milton model patterns. Once you've done this exercise, you'll be quite surprised that from time to time when you're out chatting with somebody else, talking with someone, maybe training or working with someone, a Milton model pattern will come out and you go, wow, did I really just come up with that pattern? That's because this exercise installs the strategy in the unconscious mind for creating Milton model patterns. So take some time and do that right away.